Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest, but Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door, and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken, to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passovers. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Rodney Bightley from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come to this section of John chapter 18, beginning with the 15th verse, when we had thought that we were going to be finding out more about this trial of Jesus, as we were going to be hearing about Jesus being brought before Annas and Caiaphas, what we really find happening much more clearly is Peter's denial of Jesus. We get a few details about what happened in the trial, but even more so, we get intimate details of what was happening with Simon Peter. Jesus is standing trial, a mockery of justice. He stands before Annas. A little while later, he's being taken over to Caiaphas. But Peter has come out into the courtyard along with the Apostle John. And Peter's out there, and one of the servants begins to ask him a question. Were you not one of those who was following Jesus? No, Peter quickly says. No, so quickly rolls off of his lips. What a surprise it must have been for him to have been recognized. The thought probably had never even crossed his mind in the spur of the moment. He was following after Jesus and wanted to know what was happening to his Lord and his Master, and he couldn't believe what was going on. And then all of a sudden, the question and the spotlight turns to him. Back in John chapter 13, at the very end, Peter had been quick to promise Jesus, I will fight with you. I will stand with you to the end, even die if necessary. And yet, when the moment comes, standing there in the courtyard and a simple question is asked, no, I'm not one of his followers. No, I wasn't with him. And then we hear more details about what was happening with Jesus before Annas, and then back again to the fact of Peter and someone else recognizing him. Were you not one of those who was following after Jesus? Weren't you one of the Galileans that was with him? The question kind of goes. And the answer comes back, no. No, I don't know the man, is the way that it's recorded in some of the texts. No, I don't know the man. So easy to roll off the lips when our own life becomes in danger. Now, for us today, do we blatantly deny Jesus the way that Peter did when he was confronted? Not all the time. There may be times when we do, when we're caught by surprise, but the fact is, we have more of a tendency to remain silent amongst those who don't know Jesus, and those who don't seem, at least the way that we see it, want to know about Jesus. For those who have power and opportunity for us that may even be afraid that speaking of Jesus would somehow jeopardize our jobs, our positions, our opportunities for the future. And we, in a sense, very much deny our Lord Jesus. But in the midst of what was going on here in this text, as Peter was denying his Lord, as the cock crowed, and the other texts tell us that Peter wept when he realized what he had done, as Jesus had foretold his denials, what we find is Jesus working out the very forgiveness that Peter needed. Jesus was headed to the cross, where he would suffer and die for Peter's sins and my sins of denial and all the sins that we have in our lives, paying for them once and for all, that we would have what we need for this life and life eternal. Jesus works it out even while Peter is denying him, even while we deny him. He calls us to repentance. He offers us forgiveness, and he gives us life. Life to the full. Life eternal in Christ our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Rodney Bitely from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Mechanicsville, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.